two gold coins were placed on the eyes, the person was buried, and then an acorn or starting of an oak would be planted just above the head. And the gold coins again would be conductors, not just a offering, but there was a practical purpose to gold. Gold is a high conductor of energy. It is basically highly malleable, indestructible, and it will, let's say, conduct all sorts of energies, including the energies of a spirit who is laid to rest far, far, far from its own home.
As with the iron, a nail also was often put in there, and iron is highly conductive as well.
Yes, and iron would be, let's say, for someone who did not have the affluence of the gold, but still do understand the same principle.
Same
principle, to use something symbolically and literally, really, to transmit the energies. Questions? All right, we have a few for you there. How about we do energy exercise?
Yes.
How about?
Right.
It is just time for energy exercise. Everyone clear their throats, please. All right. Now that the throats are cleared, and get yourself centered and focused. Take a nice long exhalation. And breathe in. Open your throat. Relax your eyelids. At the top of your head, on the crown chakra, we want you to feel as if there is a golden spiral that's spinning around, creating a nice movement of energy at the top of your head. Feel this energy move over the cranium, move down the spine, move through the brain, through your glandular system. Picture it energizing the chakras. And feel this wave of spirals pulsating through the body, over the body, around the body. And now it goes down your legs. Feel the bottom of your feet tingling. Picture all those nerve endings coming alive, sparking themselves to life. I want you to feel activity at the bottom of your feet. From the golden spiral on the crown of your head, picture it also moving upward so that it is like an hourglass. Meets at the top of your head, branches out over the body, and then widens as it goes up from the top of the head, making these spirals of energy, and feel a pulsation, a beat that corresponds with your heartbeat. It's corresponding with your heartbeat. Breathe deeper into the body and feel this energy meeting at the top of your head. Now go inside to the third eye, if you will. Picture a screen. To make the image easier, just imagine that you are in a comfortable chair, somewhat like a luxurious movie theater, and you can feel the chair move, and you slip back, and there's a big white screen in front of you. And on this screen, you can bring up any picture that you want. So let's travel through time using the heartbeat rhythm of the golden spirals. And keep breathing deeply in, pausing, then out, and pausing. Now on the screen, let's go back in time, about 5,000 years ago. Nice, round, easy number. Right next to your chair, there is a control panel. There's a set of dials and buttons.